A year ago tomorrow, 9 people were murdered in the midst of a Wednesday night Bible study at Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church. The horrific violence was swift, the deadly results sudden. For relatives of the victims, the past year has brought journeys that are far more incremental. They are journeys of grief, uncertainty, resilience, and of discovering new ways to define family. One of those families shared pieces of their journey in a recent conversation in Charlotte. It's a pleasant early June morning as a colleague and I walk up to the 2-story home on a winding suburban street on Charlotte's north side. But an awkward feeling goes with me. I'm about to meet 3 living victims of violence. They are a daughter, a sister, and a niece.
Hello, I'm Mark.
Hi, Mark, come in.
Hi.
Bethane. I'm Bethane, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
This is Gwendolyn.
Already, I feel welcome in the home that Bethane Middleton Brown shares with her family.
Grayson, this is DePayne's eldest daughter. The others, and we will be here.
Hi, Grayson, I'm Mark.
Bethane is the younger sister of the Reverend DePayne Middleton Doctor. She was among the 9 parishioners killed at Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church on June 17, 2015.
And we put dogs outside. So
as we settle in around a tall kitchen table, we're joined by Bethane's 19-year-old daughter, Jillian, and by Grayson, age 23. She's the oldest of DePayne's 4 daughters. The 2 resident dachshunds, now exiled to the backyard, still serve to help break the ice.
They remind me of me and my sister, yeah. Because Sophie is very girly, you know, she's very particular, and Nikki is hyper and everywhere. And that was me as a kid, so. And my sister was more reserved, yeah.
DePayne Middleton Doctor was the middle child of 3 daughters born to the Reverend Leroy and Mrs. Francis Middleton. The girls grew up attending an African Methodist Episcopal church west of Charleston, their father an AME minister. But when DePayne eventually discerned her own calling to ministry, it led her first to a Baptist organization, where she became an ordained reverend. It wasn't until March of last year that she joined Charleston's historic Mother Emmanuel Church and pursued ministry credentials from the denomination of her childhood, as daughter Grayson explains.
She had to pretty much go through the whole procedure again. So even though she was an ordained reverend, she now had to become an ordained reverend in the AME church. And that's what she was going through. So on that Wednesday night, that was completed.
The Wednesday night that Emmanuel AME became a killing ground. Over the past year, it has annoyed Bethane Middleton Brown when a media mention of the 9 Charleston victims has failed to include the title Reverend when referring to her sister.
DePayne was an ordained minister long before she went to Emmanuel AME Church. And once there, when she left this world, she was an ordained minister. And I find that that's the biggest pet peeve I have, is that I want her title to be there because she earned it.
The Reverend DePayne Middleton Doctor was 49 when she was killed. In addition to Grayson, the tragedy left 3 other daughters without their mother, Kaylin, now 18, Haley, 14, and 11-year-old Zaina. Last fall, Grayson began her senior year at Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte. Kaylin enrolled as a freshman at Johnson and Wales University, and their Aunt Bethane went to work seeking and eventually gaining custody of the 2 younger sisters. DePayne and her husband had divorced in 2012. Bethane was determined to keep her nieces together.
She loved her nieces and nephews. She loved her children. She's the best big sister I could ever have. She never waited for me to ask for anything. I would get care package and my other roommates would be jealous. That was her. She was just really very nurturing to me. Very nurturing.
So it's June, and I wonder what June is feeling like to all of you.
I'll let you start that.
It's better than last June, but, you know, it's still still a process. So I don't know. The days are just, they're just kind of going.
I was real moody. Couldn't figure out, you know, it dawned on me at first. And then I started to, Haley asked if we were going to go to church, and we went. And that's when I kind of realized, you know, it's getting closer. So I go between sentimental and mood, just mood swings. Yeah.
Did something trigger that, or being in church? How did that arrive with you?
There's a pause as Bethane gathers herself before responding, and Grayson reaches with a reassuring touch to her aunt's arm.
Just before you came, I said I was already feeling very emotional, but one of the things is I keep thinking back to my family and I, my husband and my children. We got baptized on December. It was Christmas Eve of 2006. And when I looked up in the balcony, my sister was there. And she was looking down, smiling and waving. She was real happy because that was something she wanted for a while, that we would get back involved in church. So when I go to church, I try not to look in the balcony. And
Bethane explains that on this recent Sunday, something, maybe an amen from the balcony of her home church in Charlotte, caught her attention. Then, suddenly, at this reflective moment in our kitchen table conversation, the mood takes an unplanned turn.
It's my...
The crashing sound is a decorative frame falling from a wall behind us in the stairwell of Bethane's home. She takes it as a message.
That's the pain, because we put a picture up and we said, with our luck, it will fall down during the interview. So, but the only hard thing that's a trigger, I'm glad it failed, it made me laugh, is just because the pain, that was her stomping ground, church and her singing and being in the choir and being in the pulpit. And when I would go to church, I would come back home and we would talk about when I went to church. I'm like, girl, you won't believe he did it this time. You know, I would tell her what the pastor preached. And it sparked long conversations between her and I. So I miss that. I miss not being able to call her and share what we call our time, you know.
Through much of our conversation, Bethane's daughter, 19-year-old Jillian, sits quietly, supportively. Her face shows that she's emotionally and mentally engaged in the conversation, and when invited to join in, she highlights another side of her aunt's personality.
She would say my full name, Jillian, but the way she would say it is so... She would be like, Jillian cannot go outside. Like, okay, like, why? And she would always say that anytime when she would see me. And I would always be like, hey, auntie. She'd be like, hey, girl, how you doing? She'd be like, hey, girl. And she would just come back with Jillian cannot go outside. Like, she would always say my full name. Like, and it was, you could hear, like, every letter.
And everything that each of you has been sharing gives me the sense that your sister, your mother, your aunt was a really strong presence.
Mm-hmm. She was. She definitely was.
That was our glue.
Yes, mm-hmm. She was. She was definitely the person to hold everyone, bring everyone together. Mm-hmm. Everyone depended on her. We all leaned on her for everything. Like, I just feel like she was the go-to person for everything. For everything. No matter what.
Her family also remembers the Reverend DePayne Middleton Doctor as a woman who put music into their lives, writing and singing songs since childhood, says Bethane.
The first song, she wrote a song back when, and we used to sing it in the when we take our shower, our bath. So I think she might have been 10 or 11 when she did When We Get to Heaven. And she's been writing ever since.
Grayson adds her mother was always singing, in the kitchen, in the car. In 2008, she wrote a song during Barack Obama's first campaign for president titled Embrace the Change. Accepting change has been the hard task for DePayne's family for the past 12 months. For Bethane, the journey into a future without her sister seems to have taken on a gentle rhythm.
Right now, I'm just a work in progress. I started out saying one day at a time, but I'm back to one breath at a time. And I'm comfortable with one breath at a time. So.
And while the powerful voice of DePayne Middleton Doctor doesn't fill her home or a church sanctuary these days, her voice can still be heard through a song composed and sung by her niece, Jillian.
You wanna cry? Keep your head high on your shoulders. Believe that you can survive. I'll be there to hold your hand, dear. I'll help you fly. No need to be afraid. Let my song be your guide. 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 Let my song be your guide.
That's the song.
Tomorrow, during Morning Edition on WFAE, Bethane Middleton Brown and Grayson Doctor reflect on forgiveness, the Confederate flag, and other topics that have simmered in the wake of that awful night at Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church.